Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis,
what's St. Louis got?
If you're just new to the program, Scott's going to play some clues, and we're going to try and figure out where he is. Brad Choate, our news editor today. Hey, Brad, you've got your thinking cap on, I see.
It's roaming St. Louis, and we're starting with this piece of sound.
Sounds maybe like a printer of some kind.
No.
It could have been so many things. I was like, is that an old internet startup connection?
Well, no, but it's something that is in science. So let me play this clue next.
He taught me how to bend tubing. I've always been a glassblower since undergrad and a lamp worker where I chaired the glass department at Craft Alliance for quite a long time. And I had met Tom there, and he needed some instructors to teach at the Ford plant in a double-wide trailer.
All right, a glass blower.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching in a double-wide trailer.
At the Ford plant.
At the Ford plant.
All right, let's go to another clue here.
An intersection of history and art and science when you come in here, and it's visually stimulating and enticing. And nobody leaves here unhappy.
So I would imagine that to be true.
Nobody leaves unhappy.
Mm. And it's a combination of history, art, and science.
Okay.
All right. Here's clue number 3.
For me, that's very exciting because Schnucks is such a big part of St. Louis. And that is the original sign that was made in 1983 for 2 commercials. So that was acquired, and that really placed us, I guess, in St. Louis and our first piece of historic St. Louis art.
Oh, I might know.
Okay. Now I'm not. I've got one more clue.
Okay.
So hold on to your guess.
Okay.
All right.
Here is the final clue.
So we also have plasma. Plasma effect happens when you fill a container with neon, like you would see at the Science Center when you touch it. The wiggly bits of gas are attracted to your fingers. And we have different shapes and containers and pieces of art.
Is it that neon sign museum on Shoto?
Woo! Hey, good one.
It is called the Neon Museum of St. Louis. And it is a fascinating place. It used to be a motorcycle shop. That's Deborah Caton. She's the founder. Her late husband ran this motorcycle shop. And so she has the building, and it's right next to that Rally's Hamburgers place. It's an odd spot. But it's actually on old historic 66. Anyway, inside, you'll find neon signs that she's collected, historical ones like the Schnook sign. There's a sign from an old nightclub in Lake of the Ozarks called the Raging Bull, and it's a bull with the neon tracing. She has contemporary art by local and national artists who incorporate neon into their work. And then she's an artist. She's a sculptor. She has taken neon classes and been part of that movement, and she does other stuff, but she has some pieces in there. So that little sound you heard is actually neon.
Oh.
It's the frequency.
Hmm.
So this artist turned the neon into sound because it has a frequency. So, and that's what sound is. So that's that sound you heard at the beginning.
That is cool. I love neon signs.
I'm a fan of the Neon Park in Granite, so I'll have to come over and check this out.
Yeah, and they do special events. It's been open for a couple of years. It's a really neat place. There are, you know, public showings so during the week and on the weekends. So it's a place, you know, anyone can go.
It's officially just called the Neon Museum
of St. Louis.
Of St. Louis.
We will hear more on Sunday morning at 8:20 and 9:20 during Total Information AM.